You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Hey, here we go. The show that talks about anything and everything. Whatever interests me interests you. Trust me. So, we do a lot of stuff where we talk about stupid celebrities, making fun of celebrities. We talk about craziness that goes on around the internets of social media. We call that the Gram Slam, which we'll get to in a little bit. And then we also just talk about stories that are crazy in the news and that deal with criminals. And this is one of those cases. I couldn't not talk about this today. In other words, I had to bring this in because it's so crazy, kooky. There's a guy from St. Louis who went into, allegedly went into a Hustler Hollywood store. And this was Tuesday. He went into the store and had gotten into an argument with employees, and then they asked him to leave. Now, who goes into a porn shop and finds something to argue with the employees about to the point where you get thrown out? I mean, you got to really reevaluate yourself at that point, right?
That's a rock bottom.
Yeah. It's like, who kicked you out of what? Well, they kicked me out of the porn shop because I was arguing with them.
Because I was too offensive.
Yeah. but he didn't have that reflection when he left there and said, I got to get my act together. This is crazy. Because he's accused of going back into the place after they were closed and taking about $1,500 worth of high-end vibrators. Yeah, they say that he entered the store one Wednesday evening last month and took 8 high-end vibrators from the shelves and shoved them into a white trash bag before fleeing. So maybe it wasn't even closed. Maybe it was just, you know, at night. Is that somewhere you'd want to go at night?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Say it's, just as reputable as it can be. Say it's a guy going in there to get something for his wife, maybe some lingerie or something else, some other type of marital aid of whatever that's all in, within the bounds of a marriage.
Yeah.
Would you want to go in at night though?
No.
It just seems like that wouldn't be a place to be hanging out after dark.
No.
I don't know why.
Once the sun sets, that's kind of off limits.
Yeah. Like, you should never know who works the night shift at a porn shop.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Hey, Rita working tonight. What time she come on? So anyway, these Swedish vibrators from the company called Lilo. I don't know whether that's $200 each for these
You're
things.
You're kidding.
$200 each. So you got to figure from a criminology standpoint, he goes in there. Maybe they got into an because he saw these and he was like, wow, I would love to have one of these. Yeah. And he's like, but $200, are y'all crazy asking $200 for these things? Maybe he started to haggle.
Yeah.
Who knows? And it got heated to a point where they said, get out of here. So he allegedly comes back, tries to steal them. But he was caught quickly because they had him on the surveillance. and they recognized him right away. Riggins, I'm going to show you this, and you tell me if you can figure out how they recognized him so quickly.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, with the... Oh, yeah, that's pretty telling. The big throat tattoo with basically an ID number on your throat.
He's got the St. Louis area code 314 tattooed across his entire throat. And the numbers are so big, they go from his collarbone to his chin.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well put your license, your driver's license tattooed on your throat.
Now, since he was trying to steal, allegedly trying to steal eight of these things, you figured he would probably try to go sell them and make money from them.
Yeah.
And I think that he had already put them on Facebook Marketplace, which opens up another entire block of questions in my book.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Interviewed by police, he denied having a Facebook account, though. But he does have one, it says.
I'm not on Facebook. That's not me.
Yeah, they located the vibrators listed on sale on Facebook Marketplace. And he's like, I don't even have a Facebook account.
I don't have Facebook.
And then they said, well, is this you? Well, yeah. Okay, well, then you have a Facebook account.
Selling eight $200 vibrators. Right. It's pretty specific.
Now, the obvious question at this point is, who in the hell is buying a vibrator from someone who is not a licensed vibrator and such dealership?
Unbelievable.
So if you're going to go on Facebook Marketplace and buy it from just a regular citizen, but I'm sure it said like in package, you know, whatever. And I wonder how much, it didn't say how much he was asking for them.
Half price.
But he had to be, it had to be a pretty big discount.
I said that guy had hit rock bottom when he stole a bunch of vibrators, but I think that shows me a new
shopping rock bottom for him on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, where you have to go meet the seller in person to get it, like in the parking lot of a Kohl's and pick up your new vibrator. I mean, what the hell are you doing with your life?
It's terrible.
You make that guy look like damn Prince William.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it could be a big debate that you have with all your friends and coworkers and all that. Which one's worse? The guy getting arrested for stealing the vibrators or the people who want to buy them from him?
Girl, you want to go to lunch with me? No, I got to go buy my new vibrator. I got to go meet the...
I got one of them Swedish Lilo vibrators for $80.
Oh, girl, well, you better go.
Why? Them things are usually around 200. I know.
How it's, depraved can you be?
Yeah, it's almost like you just showing up to meet somebody who's selling you their bottle of Pappy Van Winkle.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. How trashy is that whole situation? Can you possibly be up to anything positive when you walk into a business with a trash bag, an empty trash bag? I mean,
no. Not unless you're the janitor.
Yeah, exactly. Something nefarious is going to happen after you walk into a business with an empty trash bag.
If you're not an employee, you got no business having a trash bag in a business.
That's going to set off the alarms in the employees' heads. What is he doing with that?
Yeah, that should be part of the metal detector. It should detect metal and plastic bags.
Yeah, I think so. How embarrassing. Ugh.
I wouldn't think that they'd put them back on the shelves.
I don't know.
At the store when they recovered them, would you?
I've been in to some of these places before, very few times, but I've been in there. And I'm pretty sure they have a strict no refund return policy on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but since they know when he took them and that he went straight, put them on the Facebook Marketplace, and they're still in their original packaging, maybe. But I think you just have to call that a loss, right? Write that off as a loss.
I think so. Unfortunately, eight of them at $200 a piece, $1,600. Yeah. That's a big loss to a company.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the day. But I wonder if he wrote his own description. Like, did he know that these were like the prized item at the Hustler Hollywood?
Well,
did he just see the price and was like, I'm going to get a bunch of those.
Well, I'm guessing that, when he was in there the day before that he did his research, he read the whole box and
he's doing recon.
Yeah.
Seeing what he could get. Man.
Can you imagine? walking into a porn shop and then staying in there for a long time because you're reading every box that you pick up to see what it's made of, what its voltage is, or whatever.
Inspecting
else.
It and looking at the yeah. bottom.
And what makes this one so special?
You don't really. It's not a place where you really want to hang out and kind of peruse the aisles. I think you got to go in there kind of with a game plan if you have to go in there.
But what a product to be making a living from stealing and reselling.
Yeah.
You know, you got a vibrator chop shop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's crazy. And what is a $200? I never have heard anything like that. These are.
I bet you there are some way more than that, even.
$200?
Yeah.
And this is a vibrator.
Well, I mean, it's Bidenflation. I mean, it strikes every industry, you know.
I don't care. I mean, how good can it be for $200?
Yeah, I mean, you can.
What is it doing to you?
Better be doing your taxes.
I mean,
it's going to be running errands for me.
Holy crap. Huh. Never heard anything like that.
But, you know, that's a double standard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the whole thing. Women could go around bragging about spending $200 on one. And, you know, they're celebrating. Oh, yeah, whatever. If a man goes around saying he spent $200 on a masturbatory aid, he'd be a prevert. Everybody would just be calling him dirt trash.
Nasty little pervert.
Mm-hmm. So imagine what they call you if you steal them.
You're a thief and a pervert.
Oh, man. And then what if you're dating this guy and he just comes home with the stolen one and says, here, I got you this today.
Yeah.
When you find out it's stolen, if somebody's dating him, then it wouldn't bother him.
Yeah, I mean, they were okay with the big neck tattoo, and they're going to be fine with probably a lot of things.
And, you know, that's a thing that wasn't even a consideration of the pop culture whenever I was young, to, you know, be so proud of your area code.
That's a good one. That's a good, interesting observation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I grew up in the 318 area code, and I never have ever felt the need to brag about it.
No.
Not that I don't have, you know, a certain amount of hometown pride and all of that, but never would I throw up a 318 as a tattoo.
There was a time where that was kind of the thing to do, was where you shout out your area code.
Yeah. Now, I did get, you know, I always liked hearing something that was either, you know, about my hometown or my area or the entire state of Louisiana, you know, like in the song by Huey Lewis in the News, Heart of Rock and Roll. And he starts naming the different cities, and he has this thing, and it says Boston and Baton Rouge. That was kind of cool, but I'm not even close to being from Baton Rouge.
Right.
New Orleans was always he always got mentioned in things. And anytime you talk about Louisiana City, it's always New Orleans. So if it was anything outside of New Orleans, it was like, yeah. So then in the song Area Codes by Ludacris, it says, I got hoes in different area codes. So then Luda would shout out the different area codes, and he'd say he did shout out 318.
Yeah.
And 7-mo-fo. 7-mo-fo is the one I've been living in for about 25 years.
Yeah.
In the Charlotte area. So I'd be like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
But never would I, you know, just jump out and wear a jersey that says 318 or 7-mo-fo on it.
Or let everybody know, hey, I'm from St. Louis.
Yeah. Exactly, especially for some
St. Louis
shitty place. Yeah. You don't say.
Are you one of the St. Lunatics? I doubt it. I highly doubt it. You don't look like Murphy Lee.
Man, you better back off. I'm from the 318.
Oh,
you know Ruben Studdard from American Idol. He made that a big deal. He had jerseys and stuff though. It said 205 on.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was he from?
Birmingham.
Oh, he's from Birmingham. Okay. Mm-hmm. He just popped up on TV the other week. I went,
he did.
Ruben Studdard.
What's he look like now?
I don't know. I just saw the thumbnail on a YouTube video. He may have been on the Kelly Clarkson show or something like that.
Maybe.
I forget.
Yeah, he was on the second year, I think.
Yeah.
With Clay Aiken.
Clay.
Yeah.
My mom still asks, are you watching American Idol? go, Mom, I haven't watched. And she does that. It's American Idol. And are you watching Survivor this season? Survivor? Who the hell's watching Survivor still?
Yeah, my wife will say, you know, it's not even a comparison between American Idol and The Voice. The Voice is way better all the way around.
Is it?
That's what she says.
I don't know any of them.
Yeah, I don't know that how I could watch Kelly Clarkson. I mean, Katy Perry for an hour though, doing what she does.
Not at all.
Especially when she's sitting there and Lionel Richie has to be quiet so she can say stuff.
Yeah,
like, come on. We're talking about music here.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you and I have the same amount of Grammys as Katy Perry. Let's be clear. I heard somebody say that on social media. They're like, just remember, if you're having a bad day, you and Katy Perry have the same amount of Grammys. So that'll turn your day around. Well, that's true.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we will do the Gram Slam all over the social medias of the world coming up next.
TJ's Podcast.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
Make sure you go fill out that survey to be an official TJ Fanatico. It's easy to do. Just go to acetj.com/fanatico. And just listed last week, spontaneously listed on the rewards prize list that you could possibly get, possibly not, but possibly a homemade from scratch red velvet cake that I would make now that I'm a professional red velvet cake maker. Might do that for you. You'll fill that out.
I was surprised to hear that. I was like, oh, he's really going to do that? Oh, now he's really got to do it.
No, I said it's a chance.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
A slight chance, but it's still a chance. Right. So, yeah.
You never know. Yeah. You never know.
People would love that, though.
I know. But I'd have to just do it and then take it to them.
Probably.
Because I couldn't. I got to use my oven and my utensils and all of that.
Shipping food is a pain in the butt.
Right. Yeah. So it would have to be somebody close by or something. I don't know. Yeah,
unless they want to come up here and pick it up one day.
Yeah. Yeah, because we can't. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. But still, it could happen.
It could.
Yeah, so go do it anyway. All right, so with the Gram Slam, going around and taking things from social medias and having a field day with it, I went through a little bit like a mini emotional roller coaster with this video that Riggins sent me from the TikToks. He said there's a girl crying to the world at in the parking lot of a Panera Bread. So I was like, oh my God, what is this? And then watching the video and her explanation of why she was crying, I was like, oh, well, I mean, that's sweet. That's a great. Yeah, and then by the end of the video, she had done turned me into eye rolling again. Like, damn, you dumbass.
You went through the whole array of emotions.
I went, this has to be some dumb shit too. Oh, well, that's kind of sweet. I get that, too. Oh, get out of here. Okay. So that's the step. Eye rolling, then kind of cool sympathizing, and then back to eye rolling. All in this video. So go ahead, play the audio of it, Riggins, and people see what it is.
I just went through the drive-thru at Panera, and the guy, I could tell by his voice that took my order, was the guy that has worked, he's like worked there forever. He's an older gentleman. And when I pulled up, he looked at me. I had sunglasses on. You can kind of see my eyes through that, and I had just been crying. And he looked at me, and he said, "You look like somebody who could use some warm bread and butter. Oh, I just had my baguettes come out of the oven. Would you like one?"
That's sweet.
And then he told me that the smell of bread reminds him of his mom and growing up when he was a kid. Oh. And he told me the story about his dad and how they would arm wrestle for that piece of the bread. And I looked at him and I said, "Yeah, I could use some comfort food. I would love that. Thank you so much." So now I'm sitting in my car crying over warm bread and butter that a stranger gave to me. And it must be because I'm a Libra and today's the day after the eclipse, because I can't stop crying. But also I'm dealing with like major life changes right now because solar eclipse in Aries. So go get some warm bread and butter if you're sad. I just went through the drive-through at
I mean, so isn't that remarkable?
Perfectly justified in my, you know, emotional trip with that. Like, I thought that was such a sweet story, and that the old guy was cool, and you know, all that, and then all of a sudden the only reason she's crying is because of the eclipse and Libra and Aries in the moon and the sun. That's why I'm crying. Okay.
What? God. That's pretty remarkable stuff, isn't it?
I mean, she is boo-hooing because I'm watching that. I'm going, okay, did she just have a death in the family or somebody close to her died? And then this guy reaches out to her and it's kind of like a, you know, that good Samaritan person letting her know in a subtle way that there's hope and people care about her and things are going to get better and all that. But it, no, it was because of the eclipse and Libra and Aries.
And let this be your sign to go get some bread and butter. It's just keep it to yourself. I don't know.
Oh God.
Just going through trials and tribulations in front of the world. Like it's just, I don't know.
And then also letting the world see you spread butter in a car.
It is awkward.
That's an awkward thing. Who eats butter in a car?
Yeah.
Come on.
And you're probably going to get bread. You know, the other thing was you're at Panera already. You get bread with whatever you order anyway. So you were going to get that fresh bread. I mean, it's sweet, but you were going to get the bread.
Yeah, but maybe he was giving her an extra. Maybe she got a sandwich, and then he was throwing her just an extra little piece of the baguette with some butter. And I mean, and then she says he's an older gentleman, so he's probably about 40.
Yeah. You know. Somebody who doesn't cry on TikTok in their car.
Yeah.
At least old enough for that.
Yeah, and, you know, you walk inside and keep your sunglasses on. Yeah, you need something. There's something going on. It doesn't take a psychic to figure out, hey, there's some issues happening here. She's going through something. Let me try to help her.
I like Panera, but I don't like when they ask, you know, you get the sandwich and they're like, "Do you want bread or an apple?" I'm like, look at me. You do. You figure it out. Do you think I want the apple? I don't think so. Give me the bread.
And something I think that's just as, you know, as disturbing in our culture. We can't play this for it because it's just it's all video. It's all you know, sight gag. Not really a gag, but it's visual. And Riggins and I have talked about many times one of the ways that we're alike, which we are alike in a lot of unique ways. And my wife says, "You're two freaks, two weirdos. You're two weirdos." we are not go get free sample people. There's no way. Even if somebody is offering as you walk by, would you like to try this and that? Neither one of us would do that. Much less do what these people did in this video that I saw that Riggins sent. Not only are they waiting to get the sample in like some sort of a line, they're gathered around the sample table before the samples are ready. And as soon as the woman pulls out the samples, they jump on it like... have you ever been somewhere where they have like fish food that you can get out of a gumball machine and throw it off the dock and then all the fish come up at one time? That's what it looked like. Or when a bunch of birds swarm in on something when you have a feeder or seeds or something you throw out there. That's what it looked like. They almost knocked the table over. They were, and it's every race of people represented. Yeah. Men, women, it's just that, you know, it's the most diverse group that you could see in America today, I'm sure, swarming onto these free samples. And they weren't doing it to sample it because they may want to buy it. They strictly wanted a free piece of whatever it was.
I mean, I don't have a Costco membership, so I don't see it, but it's like something they describe on TV shows. I didn't know that really happened the way that it did in this video.
Yeah, I do go to Costco from time to time. But I've never seen that.
Okay, that was going to be my question. That doesn't happen everywhere, I'm assuming.
But I'm sure it does happen at times at this one right down the street down here that I go to, but I've just never seen it.
What a disgusting human display.
I know.
I'm telling you, that's why people are going to start to enjoy animals more, because you start to really see people in their worst moment. I mean, to me, that is the worst moment.
And they're eyeballing each other like...
Looking at each other.
Don't you take more than this. That one's mine.
They're counting everybody out. A pair of women go to either side of the table so that whoever's closer to the cake they were serving, you see them. She grabs one plate for herself and then she hands it across to the other woman as like, here, I'm going to help you. Like they planned it out like that.
Yeah, and then
so gross.
One woman steps up there and just starts grabbing one, two, turning, passing it behind her. Like, give these to the kids. Here's mine. And he ended up taking like four of them.
Yeah, and it's like a cake. Somebody said it's like a Biscoff cake or something like that. I don't know what that is, but it's just such an ugly display.
But evidently, you can buy one.
Yeah, obviously.
That's why they're giving the samples. Sure. Would you like to buy one of these for yourself?
The tray was never even sat down on the table. Before they, I mean, it made Black Friday look like a cotillion.
Yeah, and it wasn't poor looking people either.
No,
these people didn't look poor at all. Mm-mm. Like you could think, okay, well they're hungry. Nothing like that. No, sad.
And there was a mom with her two kids, and they're greedily ripping them off the table. It was so gross.
All right, do you think less of those people, Riggins, or somebody buying a vibrator from Facebook Marketplace? We'll go back to the first segment.
That's a good question. I think I despise these people more.
Yeah, because they should know better.
They should know better, yeah. You bought the Costco membership, you know, the dregs of society. You've got enough money to do that. The person buying the vibrator on Facebook Marketplace is just kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
But this is sickening. Sickening. I just can't stand it.
And if you are a free sample person and you walk up to the table and you try it and you're like, yeah, I got the free sample, you're not in the same category with these people we're talking about.
No.
These are vultures.
Vultures.
I mean, it didn't even say how long they'd been waiting there for it to be ready. They just saw that the display was being set up. It looked like, and then they just gathered around the table, like first come, first serve. Yeah. We're going to pounce on this when it comes out. Mm. And Riggins, you said that there is some kind of business coming to our home market of Charlotte. Yeah. That it sounds incredible. Like I would love going to this place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So our area of Charlotte, that's where we live, is known for having a lot of breweries. And you get new breweries popping up, it seems like weekly. And now there's kind of a backlash. People go, we have enough breweries. We need A, B, or C. But they're all pretty successful. Mm-hmm. They're very wonderful. There's a new brewery that's coming to town. I won't give you their name, but I got followed by somebody who follows this page, and it got recommended to me. It's all the typical things you see at a brewery. It's got a tap room. It's got like picnic table seating, food trucks, certain days, and BYO charcuterie. I mean,
so you can basically bring all of the pepperoni and salami slices and cheeses and all that and eat while you're drinking. So they don't serve food.
They don't serve food.
Right, and that's the way a lot of, because that's why they always have food trucks out in front of them. So yeah, you just come sit at the picnic table, drink one of their brewskis, and eat your own meat platter,
your own meat tray. BYO charcuterie. I mean, is there anything more obnoxious? I'm sure. I don't know. It's just so annoying.
It'll probably be a big hit.
I bet people were going to love it.
Will they let them bring in other food or just the charcuterie board
I
foods?
I want to know who's checking. Like, if you want to bring in Wendy's and they give you some lip, I'm like, what? How is this? Who's?
Or if you wanted to just bring in your like a full salami sandwich.
Yeah.
That has all of the ingredients that you would find on a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
But it's in a big sandwich form. Do they go, no, that doesn't count. You can't have that in here. It has to be a charcuterie board.
I have to bring it in on a cutting board for it to pass the test.
It has to have some grapes in it.
Because it's going to happen. People are going to bring in their own food, and then they're going to have a real problem. They're going to have a bouncer to make sure that qualifies as charcuterie.
I saw a video the other day of a woman laughing because she got invited over to this other woman's house for a charcuterie board, and it had pizza on it and fried chicken and donuts and honey buns.
That's the kind of charcuterie I'm talking about.
So, yeah, I'm sure that people will just bring anything as long as it's on a board.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which you should allow them to do if you're not going to serve food. Don't limit it to charcuterie. It's so annoying. But I know everybody's going to be like, you're just being a negative person. Maybe. That's stupid.
And my wife can put together a really good charcuterie board, but that's a pain to get somewhere. Because, I mean, you can't drive over there with it. You got to set it up once you get there.
Yeah. There's whole businesses that sell charcuterie board. Uh-huh. It's booming.
Yeah.
For people that don't have the eye. Because it's also like a design, like an art project, putting those things together.
Mm-hmm. Man.
BYO charcuterie.
Yeah, well, we have burgers on ours. Sorry. This is a taco charcuterie.
Is that a cheesy gordita crunch on your charcuterie? No. It's a craft taco.
All right, and we have one more thing to discuss that is coming into the popular culture now as a trend. I think it's great, but Riggins thinks it's one of the best things. He calls it society correcting itself. So you're going to love this. Coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weight loss.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Thank you so much for watching and listening. Of course, I'll probably say that again when we sign off today because I kind of do that. But I really appreciate it. It's a lot of stuff going on around here. And we appreciate your support of everything, anything and everything we do. Now, earlier in the regular old show today, we were talking about this this viral video where this young woman is talking about something called April theory. And she basically described the April weather with the things in bloom and the temperatures getting warmer and all do so much for the psyche and, you know, get you out of a depression because January and February could be depressing and this, that, and the other. So basically she just described spring. And acted like she just came up with a great new, societal observation and put a fancy title to it, April Theory. And people were cheering her on and go, oh, my God, you just hit it in the nail on the head here. Say it again for the people in the back. Read that again. And it's just talking about spring. So that's also going on with some young people who have grown up, since they've been drinking coffee in their adult life, drinking coffee from single cup making machines such as the Keurig. But now they've discovered this new thing where you can brew an entire pot of coffee at one time and then it sits on a warmer that keeps it warm while it's in the glass pot. And you can just keep going back and refilling your cup as much as you want.
Yeah.
Without having to, buy those K cups that are so expensive and it tastes a lot better too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Now, I don't hate a Keurig type machine. It's okay. I don't hate it like you do, Riggins. But I prefer an entire pot of coffee that's brewed that way. Actually, if I could go back and get what was called in my day a percolator, that makes the best tasting coffee. But you don't see those very often. If you do, they fancied them all up and they're expensive and all that. That's all my family used when I was growing up until they came out with a Mr. Coffee.
Yeah.
And even then, my dad would still break out the percolator at times because he just liked it better.
Was it metal?
No, it was plastic. It was plastic.
Oh, it was plastic.
Yeah.
And, I've seen the metal ones. I've never seen a plastic.
It was plastic, and what you do is you put the water in it, you plug it in, and the water drips through the coffee in the filter, and then into that pot. It's almost kind of shaped like a flower pot, a little bit of a flower pot type design, and it had a little thing at the top that was clear, and you could see the coffee bubbling up in that, and I think when that stopped is how you knew that it was ready. Mm-hmm. But it's so good. But now these young people, are thinking up everything, aren't they?
They really are. Hey, guys, look at this crazy thing I found.
So the original one of those that, it may not have been the very first one, but it was the first one to become mainstream, was a Mr. Coffee machine, which they still make, and they're still great. Yeah. And Joe DiMaggio was their celebrity spokesperson for Mr. Coffee. And obviously Joe DiMaggio, famous baseball player and famous for being married to Marilyn Monroe.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the one that you sent me this morning, Riggins, of the person flipping out over it, she's done discovered something.
Yeah, but her reasoning for showing it off to everybody is kind of interesting. And I think I hear her. Just in the caption, it's just her little coffee pot. Looks like a full pot, 12 mm-hmm. cups or whatever. And she said, one of the best purchases of an entire adult life has been this plain and simple drip coffee maker, like a Mr. Coffee. Yeah. There's something so nostalgic, peaceful and easy, and I've always wanted my own in my home, like I had growing up. Horribly worded sentence. Mm-hmm. But I can get that. There's something when you hear that the sound of the coffee pot dripping. Yeah. It reminds you of being home. And yeah, you get the full smell throughout the house. There is something nostalgic about it, especially because everybody grew up with Keurigs. You just don't get that same experience.
See, I have a machine, and I don't want to be flexing or anything, but I have a machine that on one side is a dripolator, full coffee pot thing, and then on the other side is a Keurig type thing. I think it's a Ninja something.
Yeah, a single serving pod.
Yeah. So it can do both. But I always prefer the dripolator.
Of course.
And this one that she has is a Black & Decker model, so I'm wondering if they're – and when we use one here – in the studio, Riggins makes coffee in it every morning, and that's what we drink. But it was cheap.
It's the cheapest Mr. Coffee you can get, and or about the almost the cheapest one. It doesn't have any features.
Yeah, are all of them like that? The plain ones, are they all still inexpensive?
Yeah, I mean it's 20 bucks, yeah. Something like that. And you know, it's got your start, your stop, or start or start later.
Yeah, you can set a timer on it. Yeah.
Yeah, that and those are the only features. There's no warming options, high, medium, low. It's just the start and the start later.
Right, and when it's on, it sits on that warmer thing. Simple, and that's it.
Yeah, but I love that. You know, it just reminded her of home, and she's like, I subconsciously wanted, what she's really looking for is to sort of tap into something she grew up loving or something she loved about her parents.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Plus the Keurig, I have had Keurigs. They just don't make as good a coffee as the drip, automatic drip coffee makers.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah,
but I use one a lot because in the morning, you know, I make a full pot of coffee and then my wife's not up for several hours after I leave.
Yeah. Do you guys drink the same pods?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I prefer community coffee. And she does too, because we're both from Louisiana, so it's a Louisiana brand coffee. But they're a lot of times their Keurig cup, the K cups, are really expensive.
They're incredibly expensive.
Yeah, I think my wife goes to BJ's Warehouse and gets the big thing of Dunkin' K cups. But if she finds the community ones on sale somewhere, she'll get those.
Yeah. Do your kids drink coffee?
Lainey does. My daughter does, yeah. But I think hers is mostly iced coffee. Yeah. I don't know if she's going to sit down with a cup of hot coffee in there.
Girls love iced coffee. Yeah. Love shaking it around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that was one of the things when everybody was eating my red velvet cake the other... Well, it was Jody's red velvet cake. It was for her birthday, but I baked it for her. They were talking about how good it was and all, and I said... Well, this recipe called for a half a cup of hot coffee. Huh. And so you're putting the whole thing together, and the coffee is later on in the ingredients after you, you know, put everything else in. And I said, you know how I had it hot while I was doing it, kept it hot while I was doing the other stuff? I put it in a Yeti thermos. See?
That was smart.
Yeah. Made all the difference in the world.
Needs to be hot before we bake it.
Yeah.
Who cut that cake? I noticed in the video, it's cut in the oddest way I've ever seen. You weren't just taking slices out of it?
Yeah, we were, but that was just like I would slice the cake to where it looked like a cake slice.
Yeah.
And then they just had one little part on the end that was left, so it was still a... Yeah. And I'm sure I was doing it wrong because I never know how to cut cakes like that.
It had like a square indent in it. And I thought, I wonder how they were serving that cake.
Well, it's because I didn't cut the corner piece. I started with the middle pieces and worked out.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And I did it kind of that way so you could see if I did a video of it or something. You could see that inside part of it.
It's very influencer of you.
Mm-hmm.
Cross section action.
Yeah, and I was trying to show the dent in the middle of it.
Yeah, it did fall a little bit. Yeah. How does that happen?
I think I was a little paranoid on it, and I checked it too soon in the oven, and it fell.
Okay, still tasted good though. I bet.
Yeah, very good because it had that hot coffee in it, man. That
hot coffee.
Hot coffee.
Half a cup of it.
Now I would like to have one of those. Yeah, I used to have one in my dorm room. and it makes 4 cups of coffee. That's a Mr. Coffee drip. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a little tiny one.
Yeah, sure.
I could that would be plenty for me in the morning before I leave. Because I usually drink 1 cup of coffee with breakfast and with doing my show prep and all. And then I'll make a cup of coffee and put it in a Yeti thing cup for while I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Doing the show and all. So and that's it. I usually get 2 cups of coffee a day.
2 cups out of the 4. Uh-huh. I still don't understand the water and stuff, but I had a full pot yesterday. I had 2 cups before our walk. Took them out to the greenway, came back. I was sweating a little bit, so I cooled down and then finished off the pot of coffee. I was flying. I think I'm still feeling it.
You leave the coffee pot on while you're gone?
It's a thermal carafe.
Uh-oh.
So it kind of keeps it warm.
Okay, so you don't have just a regular Mr. Coffee that you used to have?
I do have that still, but I took the one we were...
The Ninja one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Giving it a try. Because that's how I like it. You know, having that thermal carafe, I can just bring it upstairs with me into my office.
Yeah.
I have to keep going up and down to keep refilling my pot. So I'm just like sitting there. I got my whole pot. I'm just like banging out cups of coffee.
So you still use your coffee maker.
Yeah.
And then you just put it into that.
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't I think of that to keep that thing? It's too late now. Stole it. Stole it. Rickinson stole my coffee pot, my carafe.
Yeah. I actually looked into getting one that fits in the Mr. Coffee, but it's almost as expensive as buying another coffee maker.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just use the carafe. That's great. Because
I could have used that for company, too. Put it in that thing when we have company.
It's not a full 12 cups. Mm. It might be like 8 or 10, but... Because I originally wanted to buy a thermos. That's what my dad had, like old school tall.
Yeah, the Stanley bottle, bottle is what they call it. Yeah,
and his had like I don't know. I just remember that, and I was like, I'm gonna get one of those, but they're expensive.
That was the Yeti before Yeti. Those Stanley coffee thermoses, the gray with the green cap on it, and you're supposed to use the cap as a cup.
His had the cap. It was a cup. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Those were men using those in mills and wherever they were working outdoors and stuff.
And getting into his car, I remember seeing it on the floor of the passenger seat, and his whole car would smell like coffee. I mean, that's just like something I burned in my memory.
How much are they now? I used to have one of those.
I think I looked; it was like 50 or 60 bucks, and it was a thermos brand one, or Coleman. One of them.
It wasn't the Stanley brand?
No, I bet those are probably more expensive.
Yeah, now that they got out, into women models and stuff.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. Not for the working man no more.
What is, though, Riggins, in this country? What is for the working man? Not a damn thing. Crazy, crazy country we're living in.
It is, man.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up here because we have a brainstorming meeting coming up. Woo! Yeah, we're going to brainstorm for you. There's a storm a brewing in the brain. So thanks for watching and listening and doing and loving us because we love you right back. See you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.